tongue. But try and not to come with preambles, like I was saying to honourable members. Just go straight to your answer, so that we can also manage our time. And yourself, I'm told that you are flying back to Gauteng. Oh, okay. So we'll try our level best also, not to keep you in this room for an hour. Okay, the first question is about yourself. Tell us about yourself. Who are you? Where are you coming from? Why do you think you are a suitable candidate to be appointed as a commissioner? I take it that you're applying for your second term, ne? And you must expect questions that are different from people who have never been commissioners before.
Good evening, Chair and members. It is my greatest pleasure to introduce myself as a person who is a lady with albinism. Both my parents didn't have albinism. We had 10 siblings, 5 of which had albinism and 5 did not have albinism. And I find it is very important to even say my husband and my 4 children and my 2 grandchildren do not have albinism. I grew up in this family. It is only in 1995 where I was confronted. Honorable members, you will know that during the days when we were appointed, I was trained as a school teacher, and I only became appointed by my biological sister to serve in the school. After serving for 20 years at the school, I was promoted to be head of the department, subsequently promoted to be deputy principal. It is on that note that I was surprised, after serving my community in Meadowlands, to find out people on the day of my assumption of duty, I found parents, the community at large, saying we are not going to be led by sisters. One, it was nepotism. Two, we're not going to be led by Inkawu, meaning an albino. It only then dawned to me that I was different, knowing that I was different as a young girl, but it took me aback to say, after the hard work I had, now I become an albino. So later on, I went to, when everybody was excited during 1991-94, when we were prepared as teachers to be unionized and be ready for freedom, I went to the Vets University to train for project management. And at that time, I started the Soweto Albinism Society from my house. Then it grew to be the South African Albinism Society, which opened doors for me to say I was not the only person suffering from albinism and be discriminated upon. I have worked as a social cohesion advocate from arts and culture, where I change people's perceptions towards the vulnerable groups, where you find albinism was not known as a disability. But some of the members, I would say, in this room knew and saw me grow. And when the Albinism Society grew, it is when I was appointed a gender commissioner. That time in 2014, it is only in 2015 that the United Nations on Human Rights made it possible that albinism is declared a disability. Africa and South Africa, disability is a wheelchair and a cane. It is only the vulnerable groups, where the deaf community, the deaf blind community, people with Down syndrome, people with mental disability, that we came to the fore. And it is remarkable, Chair, that when I went to the CSW in 2015, I was appointed to be a champion on equal pay and equal championing. But because it came in the time where everybody was left, and it is very upset that women with disabilities are overlooked. and they are not given the potential, let alone our parents, who are our mothers.
The time is up. Honorable Makaula, Honorable Standa, Honorable Marops, Honorable Tembekwayo, Mom's Story, Honorable Velma, Van der Merwe, you'll be the last Van der Merwe, Honorable Maluleke, Honorable Tseke, Honorable Maisel.
Ngibonge Slalo, ngibingelele umhlonishwa lo mazibuko. Mina ngusibongile Khawula, abambiza Mam Khawula. Ayi, okwami umbuzo uzoba mncane kakhulu. Ngoba engikujabulelayo nje ukuthi still ukhona. Ebengizokubuza njengakumuntu okusekwaseva njengomuntu nami okwi-portfolio yaka-Women and Presidents from 2014 to now. Ngilibonile iqhaza lakho ulibambile. Ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi still masikubuyisela manje usazophinda usilekelele ukwazi ukuhambisa leli vangeli leli lihlasele abantu abakhubazekile, leli lihlasele labantu abanhlophe esigubo yakhuma. Mhlawumbe naqala bengi I used to say, mina besitshela ukuthi although siwazi lawo magama ukuthi bebenibiza ngawo, kodwa thina besifundisa ukuthi sithwale abantu inhlophe esigubo ukubahlonipha. Ngoba le nto le yokubiza ngaleya nto kusho ukuthi yikho ukuthi thina abantu bakithi la eSouth Africa, especially abamnyama, sikakafundiseki. Mina-ke bengizocela ukwazi ukuthi usazokwazi yini ukusilekelela lihambe leli vangeli lize liyongena even phansi emakhaya la sesibona khona abantu abathola ukuthi laba bantu bethu esibazalayo noma abasizalayo abanaleli bala bayinto ukuthi benze ngabo imithi. Sizazokwazi yini ukusilekelela ukuthi ngempela labantu sibabone beboshwa, nokuthi batshele nabo babantu banelungelo babalulekile la eSouth Africa ukuthi nabo baphile. Ngiyabonga.
Che, Mama Khawula, ngizimisele ngokweqile. Phambi kwendlala ngaba ngo-2014 ngathi ngifuna ukusebenza as a part-time commissioner. Ngibone kungikhandla kakhulu lokho. Manje ngiyacela umkhandlu uma ungangibonelela ukuthi ngibuyele, ngifuna ukusebenza ngibe yi-full-time commissioner. Yingakho fanele sihambisane. Igama elithi commissioner, ngithi ngifike e-police station, uma kuthiwa kufika u-commissioner Mazibu, ngoba bobaba bamaphoyisa bahloniphe i-commissioner, bese beze babambe iy'gqoko zabo ezandleni, beze bezozimisela. Ngizimisele kakhulu ukuthi laphaya emngceleni, lapha KwaZulu Natal, laphaya eSwazini, laphaya eLimpopo, size sifike. Lokho ngikwazi ukwenza ngwedwa, fanele ngikwenze nabomama abaziyo ukuthi kunjani ukuzala umntwana ongafani nawo. Izolo la bokuthiwa yi-apartheid, bokuthiwa wena ulele nomlungu Mama Khawula. Awusalalanga nomlungu. Iy'nyanga zethu kumele zifundiswe. Ngizicelile, ngacela nakukhokta ubaba uMkhize ngathi sisizeni nawe baba uNathi Mthethwa. Asihlangane baba Masilela nabo baba bazi ukuthi angilalanga namuntu, wena na igazi lakho nelami lihlangene. Umsebenzi lo kumele siwenze sonke singamakhosikazi, singadebeseli. Ungathi ngoba wena ube nenhlanhla yokuthi uthole abantwana esithi namhlanje banomali, lo yamntwana omhlophe, lo yamntwana ongezwa, lo yamntwana ongaboni usese umntwanakho. Ngiyafisa ukuthi angimelanga abantu abanebaleli mhlophe kubena, ngimele wonke umuntu okhubazekile, ngoba United Nations uthi South Africa wenza umsebenzi omuhle. Ngize ngifike ku-United Nations kwathiwa siyanihalalisela South Africa ngoba i-Africa yiyo lezwa nobuthakathi.
Interpreter.
Thank you, Honorable Makaula. I am prepared to serve on this commission again, if I'm given an opportunity. You are also aware that I'm working very tirelessly to assist the people since I've served as the commissioner. I wanted to tell this the members of the committee that since I already established a good working relationship with the police, especially when they heard that Commissioner Mazibuko is in, they will come with all the respect because they've got this respect of the commissioner. But I won't be able to do this work alone. I need to be assisted. I need all the collaboration from all the women, because we are the women. These children who are born with disabilities are our children, because there is a notion that if you have got albinism, as it was the case during the apartheid years, that if you have got albinism, you had a sexual relation with a white person. This is not the case. We need to educate our people that, for instance, myself, I was born from the parents with no albinism, but I came up with albinism. So whether one is born deaf or is born with albinism, these are our children. We need to give them respect. I think we need also to collaborate with all the women and all the stakeholders to ensure that we spread this information to all the corners of South Africa, in KwaZulu-Natal especially, in Swaziland, in all the borders, that people with albinism must not be killed, so that a moti can be used to manufacture this traditional medicine. So, but I'm prepared to serve with you, but all in all, I will need your collaboration to assist me to educate our people to all the corners of our society.
Thank you very much. Who's next?
Ndiyabulela sihlalo. Molo molo mama. Igama lam ngu Terry Stander. Ndivela eMpuma Koloni. Mama, uyasebenza kwe CGE iminyaka emihlanu. During that time, what do you feel you have owned as a commissioner on that commission? You've explained that yes, you work with a number of other people, but in your time in the CGE, how have you contributed to the CGE? And if you are re-elected, what is that one project that you want to make sure is going to make an impact on gender equality in Mzansi? Ndiyabulela.
Thank you, Honorable. When I came to CGE, there was no policy on disability and gender. I made it my point that disability and gender goes together. We have seen the Department of Women, Children and Disability. It collapsed because women don't take themselves as women or never respect that as women. I'm a woman first with Wilma. Before we become disabled, we are women. And that part, I have established that there should be braille, there should be an on-site interpreter, so that a person who is deaf, a person who's blind, who comes to CGE must be recognized. Even I've installed that, even our business cards must have a braille on them. And it is my wish that people should respect us for who we are, not look at us to say, yes, the people with disabilities are very vocal. They always complain. People with disabilities, they are highly sexed. When people see us, they see us as sex objects, and they see us as people who always complain. What I brought to CGE is to say, I am a human being, and I represent my sector, and I think this house will not only appoint me. Why I want to go back is to go to the grassroots and say to a little girl who is disabled at ECD must have the courage and self-esteem to stand and accept himself or herself, because it is the family that CGE must go to and say, these people exist.
Marops.
Commissioner, I must commend you for the work you have done. And I must say that I'm very proud that I actually opened the doors for albinism to become an issue within Parliament. And I'm also very grateful that you've been able to do this. For a long time, this commissioner, before she was a commissioner, was actually not given a voice within Parliament. But continue with this good work. And I just want to say I'm very grateful and glad and proud that you were able to be given the membership of a committee at the United Nations, and that they have acknowledged the things that you have said and that I have said about albinism at the CSW. Now, we have lots of assignments or international agreements that our parliament signs with the United Nations, and sometimes we find that these international agreements are actually not given very much prominence. And in fact, South Africa has been slow in reporting back. Do you think if you were given a second chance to be a commissioner, that you're going to be able to influence the CSG, to influence government, to make sure that we establish and solidify our human rights culture and our culture that all people, irrespective of creed, class, ability or disability, are recognized as full South African citizens with all the rights and the privileges. Thank you.
Chair, I would like to thank Ms. Robinson. We used to share letters, and through her acknowledgement and assistance, we are where we are with albinism. The Human Universal Access Declaration says, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and in rights. It is very important, even at SONA level, when the president did not say anything about disability, I stood up and said to the president, you have forgotten us. We are not stepchildren in South Africa. And it is very important that this committee, Chair, through you, we will be able. When I was recognized, you were with me at the CSW. United we stand. We should go together. I can't do it alone, but I'm prepared to sacrifice my time. I'm prepared to be the voice that I'm different. And the stature of albinism is because Africa believes in color. That you are not black to be black and not white to be white, Ms. Robinson, is because I am Ampurbas or Ampurmises. So it is for you to unite and hold my hands. One thing that will make me not achieve, I am coming back because I want to take the young women who are disabled, not only with albinism, to stand for their voice. There is no enough money at CGE given to us. I need a researcher that will establish issues of disability so that when this researcher, we share researchers, a limited number, there's no enough money, and I cannot get into those issues. And if we go to CSW, there must be labor, there must be social development, there must be a number of stakeholders who must work together. South Africans, it's because we forget. When the sixth parliament is coming over, what is going to be the legacy? Somebody must not come with a new trend. We must say, yes, let's hold hands. We ended up here. This is what we're going. As in 2 weeks, Chair, you'll be going to CSW. Are we going to achieve more and have our reports written correctly?
Thank you very much. It's Dr. Susan Tembekayo. Welcome, Mama Zibuko. Commissioner, during your years serving the commission,
You mentioned in your motivation that you ensured, amongst others, the complaints administration mandate. My question is, did you receive complaints pertaining to the delayed or cancelled or destroyed files for gender-based cases? If you received them, what did you do about this problem, as it is a never-ending problem in South Africa? The second question is, how would you approach the 16 days of activism on no violence against women and children, as it is a known fact that the 16 days starts with the horror stories of violence against women and children, and every day there is a multiple occurrences thereof until the last day to date? Thank you. Honorable Tenjegwayo, we don't wait for 16 days. In this country, we had 365 days that we must work hard. Last year, a child with albinism, who is a girl, 13-year-old, was abducted and kidnapped from her home. Nobody walked the walk with me when we were looking for her body parts. We only buried and found the body parts in August. As we're going to court, even the justice system, the police, the magistrates, the prosecutors are not told that it's gender-based violence, because this child, her body parts are going to be used. There are people with gay and lesbians who are changed for sexual incidences. Those people are saying, we are stressed. Even the church, we have seen the Dutch reform saying the equal marriages are not going to be there. In 2016, they talked about it. They wanted it to be happening. Why are men changing issues? It is for us as women to unite. Don't look at my color. Don't look at my class. Don't look at my disability. Hold my hands. If Velma is not in the caucus, where is she? Do you ever inquire to say, have you befriended somebody with a disability to say, I want to be your friend? Let's walk the talk. Yes, men will do funny things, but I must say, I am very proud of the fourth industrial revolution, where women who cannot be brave and talk, they switch on their cell phones to tell the world what is happening to them. I believe strongly that let's go to 365 days, because only in November will people try to do funny things and they would like to shake us. We should be not be shaken only in November and December. We should be very prominent. I'm saying to us today, still again, Chair, united we stand, divided we fall.
I'm next.
Who's next is Honorable Velma. So, Ms. Namasand, we are going to have a problem if the bell rings. Ne? We are going to go to the house for voting. Yeah. Oh, yeah, away. They did. Oh, okay. So you will have to wait for us, ne? Thank you for understanding. Because you'll have to wait for us until we come back. Thank you very much.
Hello. Hi, I'm Wilma Nieuwhout-Droeken. Hi. So I don't need to explain who I am, that I'm using sign language, etc. And what you said earlier and in your introduction, thank you very much. We are aware that in the commissions, they don't have disability policies. And I'd like to ask you, if you are lucky enough to be reappointed, what will you do to assist the commission to improve the policy that is there? And secondly, what will you do in terms of the increase in violence against the vulnerable groups, people with disabilities, people with albinism, all the different vulnerable groups, the increase in violence and murders. So if you were to be reappointed, could you find a way or some work to assist in reducing the numbers, the increasing numbers of violence and murders of vulnerable groups? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Velma. I think it is important that I will ask the education and research unit to work with me, because you need a researcher. And I am prepared to whatever province or two provinces that I'll be given to work with disabled women. Remember that disabled women don't have a voice. They are not united. They are sitting there, because even if you want to grow or you are educated, your parents still will sterilize you. Sexual reproductive health is decided by your family. The violence is going to be assisted by us working with the police, working with the people themselves. It is very sad that even if you go and report a case, there's no sign language interpreter, and you are expected as a young woman who is blind to explain the perpetrator. There is no way you will explain the perpetrator, but there is a sense of smell where God is giving us the other senses. If you are visually impaired, your hearing becomes sharpened. If you do other thing, and usually we are abused by our very family members that we are not safe with. But if we educate, when I go back to CGE, I would like to have a unit of women. And I think this house is not going to employ me alone, because I need somebody to assist me. I need a succession plan. This is my second term. And by the way, 5 years is no time. It will soon erupt and there will be no continuity. We need to go into the university. There are units of disabled people where we should encourage our young people to go to school. That is why South Africa is talking inclusion. Are those children? Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, my honorable, that there is a long waiting list where children with disabilities are not at school. And at the hostels of the boarding school or special schools, children, girls, are molested by the officials, which is the educators and the principal. So it is imprudent in us to go and work and empower the children and make them aware that disability doesn't mean stupidity.
I'm next. Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you very much to Mom Mazibuko. I was in fact there when we interviewed you the very first time for a position to be on the commission, and you were inspiring then, but I think you're even more inspiring today. And I think as a person who's also interested or passionate about the issues of gender and disability, you're really an inspiring person, and the work that you do for others is really commendable. So I wish to just say thank you for everything that you do for the most vulnerable groups. I wanted to ask you, though, in your work with the Commission for Gender Equality, one of my greatest concerns is that the Commission for Gender Equality has often got very little impact. And it's not only with regards to its resources or the limitations with its resources, but then when reports or findings or recommendations are made, it is often not implemented or taken seriously. And I wanted to get your view with regards to, if you were asked to serve again as a commissioner, how you can strengthen the relationship between yourselves and government, as well as to ensure that the CGE is seen to have teeth. So when the CGE says X, Y, and Z, that people don't just push it to the side, but that they actually take the findings and recommendations seriously. Because it's no good that you commissioners are coming up with the right answers and solutions and trying to push us into the right direction, but that the commission is often found wanting in that regard. Also, I would like to hear from you in terms of what recommendations, if you were to go back, could you make in terms of the plight of sex workers in our country as well as the LGBTI community? What else is it that we need to do to address this issue, these issues?
Thank you. And thank you very much for commending me on that. Let me start by the sex workers issue. It is a choice that a person makes what to do as an income or as work. That is why it is termed sex work. All we need to do is to accept them for who they are and to decriminalize. The police must not molest the sex workers. The sex workers themselves must go for the right planning of health, must stand firm, and they shouldn't come up to be apologetic. And one point I want to make, it is not a woman's issue to be a sex worker. There are also men who are sex workers. So we blindfold ourselves and think that it is for women where we will call them names. No, men and women are sex workers. So they must be decriminalized and they must be motivated to say what you're doing is by choice. So do it and have your everything around you, have a union, have somebody to speak on your behalf, and don't be apologetic about it. Secondly,
sorry, Namasanto. Ben 10's sex workers.
No. Chair, Ben 10 is where young men have taken advantage of older women. And older women, they themselves, let me cite a joke, which is a very sad joke. This old woman had 5 girls in the house, and rapists came into the house. The young women got their 10, and they were screaming when it was Nomasonto's 10, who is the grandmother. The grandmother said, "Ay, but a sonke, it's going to be my 10. So what this old woman was saying, you cannot say you are doing for me not to be raped, but let these men know that we are equal. We give them the same stance to say, men think we are sex objects. So ugogo mayethi bathe sonke efuna ukubonisa labafana ukuthi bazosaba na ukulala nogogo wakho. So the moral degeneration has gone out. So the bank tens are taking advantage to say they'll be sent to drive a car, they'll be sent to go and swipe, they'll be going to say, and it is the dignity of an older woman to say, what message are you saying? Chair, you wouldn't allow your 24-year-old to go out with me, who is far more older. And the respect of our culture doesn't allow it.
What about the blessers?
That is a no-go area. Our university students, our young children who are only blessed by getting into a taxi in Soweto and dropped off and be given 10 rand. And come back. And still, it is the sexual abuse, Bab Masile, by these men. So we are saying to the young women, be strong. Sex is not everything. Let's go back, Mam Kaluna, to say, young women, be proud. You don't have to be vision tested with your vagina. You have to walk tall and say, not in my time, not at before. I can remain a woman without having sex. And we were told that at one stage your blood will boil, and other people would say, "Who are you?" And gone are the days, Che, where you would be told by your parents at 25 that you don't have a child. It means we are barren.
Che, I just wanted to hear your views on ensuring that the CGE is taken seriously, that it gets teeth, and that it gets.
Is saying. We can subpoena. Gender equality has the teeth. It is a human rights institution. If we go as commissioners to say the older people are molested by young men, let's go to the police station. Let's go through the cases. The tendency is that we leave everything hanging because we say we do oversight. I'm looking forward to the day where we will follow a case up to the day that man is perpetrated and sentenced to life imprisonment. That is the duty of CGE. That we are going to be amalgamated is because women themselves are saying we can be a spare wheel. When the car is not strong, the other will has punctured, then we come as a biscuit to replace the punctured will. Let's stand together and push the wills right up to the case. And women must not choose who they want to favor. We have seen women favoring Omotoso. How can CGE not look through to Omotoso and get him to be sentenced? So CGE must know, and it is a prerequisite, and it is in our mandate that we can subpoena and we can go to the Constitutional Court. We will see to it that it happens in the next term that we are given.
Thank you very much. I thought this is important for us, honorable members, and for our people. Thank you very much, Ms. Nomasonto. Who's next? Oh. Okay, so Fanermerwe, you were the last.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay.
You even said Fanermerwe, you are the last Fanermerwe.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I'm sorry, Dr. Maisela, that means in the next round. Sorry, I'll start with you. Okay, Dr. Maisela. But I've been given you opportunity. I never suppressed you.
No, the next time. Why? I want to talk now. Okay. It has always been the last
okay.
time. Right. Thank you. Look, Nomason. In unity lies strength. Okay? And the people who are bringing disunity within the women ranks, it's simply because you guys are not doing the work to teach them. If people are not taught, they'll do what comes to their mind easily. But if they are taught, you know, that in unity lies strength and they are not segregated, then they will be strong and they will be united. It's not a strange smash or a signed rocket to realize that if you are united, you will achieve. And people with disadvantage, who are disadvantaged or whatever, should not accept that as a disease. It's not a disease. It is just that you are different, and it is you are just as good as anybody, and in fact you are even better because your senses are sharpened, and once you accept that no, you are disadvantaged, you are different. No, you're not different, you are a human being. You just have certain traits that was not created by you. You're created all the same. And I'm sad to hear that there are children out there who are not going to school because maybe they don't look like other children or because they're disabled. The Constitution guarantees all children education. So I don't see a reason why CGD CGE is not fighting that all children, it doesn't matter what their station and what their disability should go to school, especially those whose disabilities, because that's their major defense. You know, education is a defense weapon. So you make them even more vulnerable, but if they are educated, they can defend themselves. They can stand tall.
Thank you very much, Chair. Honorable Maisela, 2 minutes is gone. What is the question? Have you already asked your question? But 2 minutes is gone.
My question is,
direct to the
what
point.
What are you going to do to strengthen this organization and make sure that it serves the purpose that it was meant to do? And
thank
look
you
after
very
everybody.
Much. Thank you.
My apologies. I've been referring you to Dr. Masilela and Maisela. I think people should be taught the issue of children who are not at school is a basic education scenario where we would like to work with Department of Education and CGE to find that the children go to school. And secondly, it is very important that CGE goes to the grassroots. Our policies are very high flown, Babu Maisel. People don't understand the lingo. People must sit down and translate into isiZulu,
isiXhosa, isiShangane, isiNdebele, so that we interact with the young people. We do role models, and people, young girls must understand from the ECD that I have got a weapon where I've got rights as a child and rights as a young woman. So I think it is important that CGE, and I take it upon myself to go and sit down with the young children from my family. The family is very important, by mom said. When you go to the antenatal clinic, nobody tells you of the rights of a woman. We come from a culture where if you had to have an operation, your husband should come and sign. But we liberated now. You can sign. You can do everything. So it is for us to reinvent the wheel and talk to ourselves as women and still get at all the rights, all the policies that are there are utilized.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mazibuko. I think Mr. Honorable Maisela was the last person to ask a question. So I think we are done from our side. So do you have any question that you want to pose to the panelists or to members of parliament?
Just a small question, which really gives me not to have sleepless nights to say, we are at the end of the fifth parliament. Are we going to have an exit legacy report so that the ministers that are coming in, the portfolio committee that comes in, should not start afresh? There should be continuity. Are we going to sit down and write that report so that we get it, and we must not be seen and found that we don't have our UN reports on time?
Thank you very much, Honorable Lizelle. The issue of legacy reports, which are before portfolio committees as we're speaking, can you respond?
Yes, Ms. Mazibuko, I think that's a very important point. And Parliament is currently engaged. All portfolio committees, including the women in the Presidency Portfolio Committee, have done legacy reports. So basically, it is reports which reflects on our shortcomings, the challenges, issues which must be urgently addressed in the next Parliament. So whichever MPs are coming back to these portfolio committees, as well as new ministers, whether they're new or old, will be given a legacy report from each of these committees, which will reflect on important issues to be taken up, as well as the challenges and some of the successes, if there were any. So, yes.
Thank you very much.
The last question is that there is a women's caucus in Parliament. I think that caucus is very important, where women go through with no partisan, political partisan, and it strengthens us as women to speak in one voice, because an injury to one woman is an injury to all of us as women.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate your comments and your inputs, and I think this is we are taking this for noting, and that's what actually the multi-party women's caucus is doing under the leadership of Mastori. Is doing in, she's not in now, but she's part of the ad hoc committee. But that's what we are doing in Parliament. And our relationship with Commission for Gender Equality is very good. So we are also having a legacy report that will be for consideration in the next Parliament as the multi-party women's caucus. So thank you very much, and thanks for the time that we have been with you. We have learned a lot. And we wish you all the best. And soon you'll get the outcome of the interviews through Mrs. Nelly Swanobatana. And yeah, we wish you all the best in future. Thank you very much. And fly safe to Gauteng.